Class, we have 5 more minutes. All right, what you adding together, Maria? 4 plus 7, 8.
As she wraps up class, 4th grade teacher Rosalind Bailey walks by each table. She hovers over each child, especially the struggling ones, and guides them through their assignment.
What's 2 tenths plus 4 tenths? So we're adding 2 plus 4. Have 2 and 4. Add it together, you get...
12.
Look at my fingers.
On the other side of the room, away from the teacher, 9-year-old Ken is one of the few who have a better grasp of things. He says his class is into their second lesson of fractions.
We already did subtracting. We're decomposing the fractions.
What does that mean?
Like breaking it apart and like 3/5 with equals like 2/5 and 1/5, and then it can equal 1/5, 1/5, and 1/5.
So basically, decomposing is a fancy way of saying that they're taking apart fractions. The students in this class also use the word composing to talk about adding fractions.
And that type of vocabulary is what the Common Core uses. With the old standards, we wouldn't have said composing. We would have just said adding 2 fractions.
Bailey says elevated language in the classroom and on exams is one of the many changes under the new Common Core standards. The 4th grade teacher says that under the old standards, she used to stop her lesson at adding and subtracting fractions. She didn't even touch this idea of how fractions could be composed in different ways. But that's the whole point of the new standards. They're deeper, more challenging.
The Common Core standards are more rigorous. Even the students that are on grade level or per se where they should be still struggle with the rigor of the standards.
That observation is typical among many teachers. The Common Core standards in English and math were first introduced last school year, and they're a pretty seismic shift from what many students are used to.
And so what we're doing with the establishment of these new higher standards is to really raise the bar.
That's John Denning. He's a state director in charge of making sure that the North Carolina systems of education, from K-12 to higher ed, are working closely together. He says the old standards were heavy in the amount of things we wanted our students to know, and they required more rote memorization. In math, for example, many teachers focused on whether their students could simply add or subtract. Now teachers are expected to take that a step further.
Being able to think about mathematics in a way that a student can really more deeply tell you how it is that they know how to apply the principles of addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division, those are very different concepts.
Many concerned teachers and parents say some of the concepts may be too difficult for children at certain grade levels, especially in elementary school. But supporters of the new standards say critics are underestimating students' potential. 45 states have adopted Common Core, and many, including North Carolina, have seen a great deal of backlash. Opponents say it was implemented too quickly, that it's a federal intrusion, or that it places too heavy of a burden on teachers. Denning says he understands some of the concerns, at least about its implementation.
I think it's not something that we'll easily understand in short order. I think these kinds of instructional shifts really will demand and require some time.
Carla Reynolds has put in time to understand Common Core. She's attended several informational meetings at her children's high school and is a teacher herself.
Part of the quiz is on your iPad, your selection's on the iPad, and then when you're done with that, read the life of a code.
Back at Hubbard Elementary School, Reynolds goes over the day's assignment with her 4th grade students. She says under the new standards, she incorporates more subjects like history and science into her students' work. She also asks more of them.
Like if they were talking about the sit-ins, for example, during the civil rights movement, instead of just saying where did the sit-ins take place, you know, who was involved, what happened, we would ask them to maybe put themselves in that person's position. What would you do?
Reynolds says her decision to talk about the sit-ins is her own. It's not prescribed by Common Core. The English standards tell her what her students should be able to do, and she chooses how to accomplish that. She says that difference is a huge source of confusion for many parents.
And I'm a parent, but my boys are in high school. But I know a lot of parents are just floundering as to how to help their children because of not understanding or being alarmed by things they've heard or not heard about Common Core.
Many concerned parents, critics, and supporters of Common Core will have a chance to share their thoughts with lawmakers today. A public hearing about the standards is expected to draw a full house. The 30 speaker slots filled up in a matter of minutes when they were posted online last week. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.